Phone the comment line 1850 715 900.
This morning, according to a new study, one in seven children headed off to school without breakfast. More than 500 schools, primary and secondary, took part in the study, which says that hunger has a direct impact on the ability to learn, also on behaviour and concentration levels. Now, schools across the country are setting up breakfast clubs to ensure children don't spend the day hungry. I'm joined by Tressa Leahy, a teacher with the Mersey Secondary School in Inchicoran, Dublin, where some 70% of her pupils now eat at the school's breakfast club. And also in a few moments I'll talk to Fergus Finlay, Chief Executive of the Bernardo's Child Support Group, which helps set up these breakfast clubs. First of all, Tressa, you have your own study. I think there's a big one maybe funded by Kellogg's or whatever, but you have your own experience which led you to set up the breakfast club.
Yeah, well, we set up the breakfast club because we had a care team group in the school, and we still have, where they are there to note any issues with this children in the school, and adults and staff refer to our team to say they think there is an issue. And one of the things we discovered was that we felt children were coming to school hungry. So from that, we said, let's just set up a breakfast club and see, would that improve punctuality and attendance, and more importantly, their concentration in class. So from that, we approached Kellogg's, and Kellogg's immediately said, yeah, they would come on board and provide the products for us. So we set up the breakfast club, and immediately we saw an improvement, not just in attendance, but in punctuality. I think most principals and teachers around the country always talk about punctuality being an issue, but we also saw it being an improvement in concentration. One of the interesting statistics from our own survey was that when we surveyed the students and asked them, was there an improvement in their mood and well-being since we introduced the breakfast club, those responding said 88% of them said they were still happy to be working by the third class in the morning, compared to when we did a study when we were introducing the breakfast club, only 8% said they were happy to be concentrating in class.
I can't imagine it's the case, or maybe I'm completely naive and wrong about this, that 70% of your pupils are coming to school without breakfast, or is that that's the number who are happy to eat in the school because it's there? Is that how that works?
No, because again, we actually did some survey on that as well before we started, and we found that there was at junior level 54% as high as that were saying that they were not coming to school with breakfast, and likewise 52% of seniors, and that improved then once we, in terms of eating breakfast, they came to the actual breakfast club then as well.
Now, clearly you must have things like Krispies and Flakes there, given what you sketched in as the background. But what else do the kids get at the breakfast club?
Well, what they get is very much, there's a lot of things, a sense of routine, so that they come into school, they're given a time and a space where they have breakfast, they get ready for school.
And what do you give them for breakfast?
Oh, we give them many of the Kellogg's products plus tea. And in a cold winter's morning, it's important to get some warm drink inside you. Plus, we may have toast as well.
Right. Now, again, I suppose, well, fair play to Kellogg's for doing this and helping out with it. I can hear people saying, well, would they be not far better off with a bowl of porridge inside them at that hour of the day?
Oh, well, we don't mind. We're open to any suggestions. And through the student council, we always make sure that the girls are happy at what products, what they want and what we can actually at the end of the day provide for them. So we're quite happy if another company would want to provide the porridge for us. We're open to that suggestion. But could I just say to Sean that the Breakfast Club benefits aren't just about getting a healthy food inside them, but it's also about creating relationships, improving their actual academic performance. They work through a lot of issues for themselves in a non-academic setting in the morning.
And Tressa, who runs it? Do you get parents in to organise it and hand out the stuff?
Some schools, yes, they do. In our school, what we do is we've readjusted people's times, etc., to come in that bit early. And we're very grateful for different members of staff, administration, etc., to come in that bit early and man it. But and what we've immediately seen is, for example, Sean, if you're going into an honours maths class, first thing in the morning without a breakfast, you need to be sharp and ready for that honours maths class or honours English class. You don't own gender and honours maths class at Leaving Cert, the sixth year. You will start the first year.
And so how long is it going then in your school?
How
long has it been running?
We've been working with this since 2009.
Right, so you've had, I suppose you're heading into your fifth year of it.
And
now,
we know that it actually...
Sorry, my maths are not honest.
Well, we know it works. And we also know for the new Junior Cert programme, we're one of the lead schools in that, that it's improving their concentration around communication skills. They had to make presentations first thing in the morning on some of the research they've done. Now, to do that in an empty stomach is much more challenging than to have your breakfast, get yourself organised, and those kind of things are important.
Fergus Finlay, Chief Executive of Bernardo's, is on the line. Good morning, Fergus.
Good morning,
tell me about Bernardo's and your role in helping to organise and support these breakfast clubs.
Well, we run a number of breakfast clubs in schools that we work with, and we also, and probably this would be the primary thing we do, we provide breakfast in our own early year centres. We've 7 or 8 early year centres around the country, and as well as working very closely with a number of schools. And our experience would be very much similar to TRASA, isn't it, TRASA?
Yes.
The official statistics are that one in six children never have breakfast on weekdays. That's an official statistic established by the Department of by the Health Behaviour in School Aged Children study. Kellogg's did some research which demonstrated that about one in seven children are going to school hungry. And it's really bad for them. It's bad for them in a whole variety of ways. We started breakfast clubs because of their capacity to enable kids to settle down, to have a bit of fun before the day starts, to socialise with each other, to start making friends early in the day and all that kind of thing. And we very quickly realised that there were significant nutritional issues, and that you know the kids who were coming to the clubs were actually coming hungry, and I think that's got a bit worse rather than better in the last couple of years. Certainly, our anecdotal evidence. I was in one of our projects recently, and the cook, and we have a full-time cook in the project, told me that she has to stock up extra on a Monday morning. That the kids are coming in hungrier on Monday than the other day. And you know what that suggests. Now, that's not science, that's anecdote, but there is an awful lot of evidence, I think, when it's all added up, that kids need that kind of
and
support.
Fergus, do you have a model then for how the club should operate? Let's just say parents listening or school staff wondering how they should set it up. How does it operate generally?
About 3/4 of an hour before the start of school. So typically, perhaps about 8:15, you open the club, you have the cereal, you have the sliced pan ready. We're not in a position usually, we do in our own projects, but we're not in a position usually to provide, there wouldn't be the equipment and the kitchens and all of that, that you would provide, that you'd need to provide a full cooked breakfast. But you provide the healthiest, most nutritional breakfast you can. And Kellogg's have been hugely helpful to us, as they have to a number of schools in relation to that. And they come in, they have a bowl of cereal, they have a glass of juice, they have some bread, and then usually, you know, we play games. They have a lot of fun at breakfast, and they go to school kind of happy and excited about the rest of the day.
Here's a question, perhaps.
And it's actually very simple, Pat.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not the lap of luxury that you've been describing. But Trasa, what about the children who do and who don't participate? There might be a fear and that you'd have to guard against about people maybe being feeling somehow that they were lesser people because they were using the breakfast club, that there was some sort of a stigma attached.
Yeah, this is very... When we were setting up the club, we were very aware of that. So we have opened up the breakfast club to absolutely everybody. So it's not just inviting the O'Rourke family to breakfast. Everybody gets invited. But that's also very important for the developing relationships within the school and mentoring amongst students, so that there's no discrimination. We have to be respectful of everybody's situation. And while somebody, it appears today, is coping, tomorrow we don't know what kind of curveball will be thrown at them, and that they will be very much appreciative.
So it wouldn't bother you necessarily if some kid, you got a sense that they were arriving for second helpings.
Well, and they, in fairness to them, they actually actually say yes, they do. They're very honest about that. But
they've had breakfast that like another bit, yeah.
They have, and there's no harm in that. If that's going to settle everybody into the school, I'm all for that. That's no problem for me.
We want parents to know. You know, we want to have parents' consent and so on. Can I tell you one funny story, Pat? We opened up a
I'll let that one pass, but go on anyway. The name is Sean.
What did I say?
Doesn't matter. Don't repeat it.
I'm not as young as I used to be, Sean. I'm sorry about that.
He didn't have breakfast.
No, I'm missing my breakfast. We opened up a breakfast club in a school, and for 2 weeks nobody came, and we wondered what the hell we were doing wrong, and we figured there must have been, you know, there must be some stigma attached to this. It was one of our very early breakfast clubs. And one morning, one of the girls was... she was actually grilling rashers in the little kitchen that we had, and something happened, and the whole room filled up with condensation, and she had to open all the windows of the little room, and the smell of grilled rashers drifted across the schoolyard. And about 30 seconds later, a little girl put her head around the door, and then another one, and then another one, and we never looked back. So. My advice to anyone starting a breakfast club is start with grilled rashers.
Okay, a text in here. Eamon Walsh, I was an art teacher in a secondary school in Dublin for 7 years from 2000 onwards. I saw the value of breakfast being supplied to the students who needed it, and it made a big difference to their behaviour. Lunchtime was also a problem time for some students who had no lunches as well. It's a big problem. A bread roll with crisps was some students' lunch.
Yes, and this is one of the things that we saw in our own school, that it stopped them stopping off maybe in the local shop for the sausage roll, etc. They came to school and they reported themselves things like 23% of them said they were less cranky. Now that reduces behavioural issues first thing in the morning, which if they're getting into trouble that early in the morning, and we have a whole DESH plan because we're one of the schools that supports children with disadvantage around being retained in school. If they're in a fight first thing in the morning just because they're cranky, they actually said that they felt 24% of them said that they were tired once they skipped breakfast. So all those statistics reduced, and it certainly all those kind of behaviours changed. And it's a bit bizarre to think that something as simple as that, where we can change those behaviours and improve people's attainment. Like, so our class 2014, all were offered college places this year from Trinity, DCU, DIT, ITs, all around the PLC courses, all around the city. That's a huge achievement for an area like ourselves, where we're working with students.
That's magnificent. Congratulations to you and colleagues and the girls as well and their families. And so,
and it is about getting the simple things right, Sean.
It's correct, know? Yeah.
Right, and so how much of this do you attribute to the breakfast clubs? Obviously, there is more support being
obviously
in the
DESH, we've school completion, our local communities. We work with them very closely to the home school links and the teachers. But something as simple as Fergus said about a breakfast club is what sets them off well in the day, so that then we can start to achieve all the other targets we're trying to do. And as I say, go back to that honours maths class. It doesn't start in the sixth year in the honours maths class. It starts in first year, and I know our feeder schools and primary school have breakfast clubs as well, so we're starting earlier again. And if they come in, get themselves organised and manage themselves, that improves it. And can I just say, is anybody can come to our school on the 24th of September on our open night if they want to see exactly how we're operating and what's working.
How big a school is it?
We're just under 200, so it's a great school where while we're small we achieve great things.
Well look, it's great that you're able to come in and talk to us about that. Trasa Leahy of the Mercy Secondary School in Inchicore, Fergus Finlay, Chief Executive of Bernardo's. Thank you both for being with us.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.